मंत्र नमो अपवित्र पवित्र वा शर्मावस्थांग वा जस्मरे कुंडली का बाह्य बंतरम तिथि प्यूरिफिकेटरी प्रोसेस अकॉर्डिंग टू वैदिक सिस्टम देयर इज प्यूरिफिकेटरी प्रोसेस जन्मना जायते शूद्र बाई बर्थ एवरी वन इज बॉर्न ए शूद्र शूद्र मीन्स विदाउट एनी नॉलेज एंड सिंपली फुल ऑफ लैमेंटेशन सोचते द बेसिक प्रोसेस इज that from the low-grade position to bring the human society to the highest, topmost position. Generally, it is the first topmost position is to become a Brahmana in the society. चाकुत बंधन मया शिष्यम गुणधर्म विभाग फोर डिविजन ऑफ द सोशल सिस्टम आर देयर अकॉर्डिंग टू क्वालिटी एंड वर्क दैट इज वेरी नेचुरल इन दिस वर्ल्ड एवरीवन इज एक्सेप्टेड ऑन क्वालिटी एंड वर्क. If you have got the qualification of a good lawyer and if you have done very nicely your activities, then you are selected as a high court judge. The high court judge is selected amongst the lawyers in the court. It is not appointed from outside. A lawyer who has done his legal profession very nicely, the government offers him the post that he will become a high court judge. So, this quality and worth is estimated everywhere and in all circumstances. Bhagavad Gita recommends Krishna says personally, the supreme personality of Godhead, Chatur Bandang Maya System Guna Karma Vibhag. So that process is applicable at all times. And Narada Muni, he also gives description to Yudhishthira Maharaj while they were talking about the Varnashram. So, Narada Muni gave different symptoms of different Varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Then at the conclusion, he said, Jasahi jat lakshanam proktam varnabhivanyakam yadi annakrapi disheta tat penaiva vinidhiseta. He said that I have already explained the different symptoms of different varnas. Brahmana will be like that, Kshatriya will be like that, Vaishya will be like that, Shudra will be like that. So he says, if these symptoms are found anatra, suppose one is not born in the Brahmin family, he might have taken birth in a lower family. But he has acquired, if he has acquired the qualities of a Brahmana, he should be accepted as Brahmana. This is the process. Or if one is born in a Brahmana family, but he has not attained the qualities, neither he is working as a Brahmana, then he should be accepted either Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. This is the system. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to introduce this system. Kiva sudra kiva vipra nasi kane nor jai krishna tattva vetta sai guru ho. He never accepted this. That by birth, no. Either he is a Brahman or he is a Sudra. By caste or by birth. The Kivavitra Kivasudra, Nasi Kaneno. Either he is a Grihastha or a Sannyasi. It does matter. He can become a Guru. How? Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta. One who knows the principles of Krishna consciousness. One who understands Krishna, he can become a guru. So guru is the sport given to the sannyasi, to the brahmana. Without becoming a brahmana, nobody can become a sannyasi. And sannyasi is supposed to be the guru of both all the ashramas and all the varnas. So thinking what? We require so many sannyasis. People are suffering all over the world for want of Krishna consciousness. My Guru Maharaj used to say that there is no scarcity. This is false propaganda. The only scarcity is that there is no Krishna consciousness. That is it. Difficult. Actually, that is the fact. Take some practical example. I have traveled all over the world many times. I have seen America from village to village, Africa, Australia. There is so much land better that if we properly utilize them, we can produce so much food there that we can feed 10 times as many population as it is now. That's a fact. We do not utilize the land properly. And Krishna has given us the formula. Annad bhavanti bhutani. To produce anna. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Then the animals and the human beings will be well fed and they will be happy. If anyone, either animal or man, has his belly filled up with sufficient food, he will never be dissatisfied. That is nature. So unfortunately, we are not following the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. If we follow the whole social system, political system, economic system of the whole world will be very, very nice and everyone will live very peacefully and there will be no fight, no schism, no schism. Everything will be all right. That is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Don't think that Krishna consciousness is a matter of sentiment. No, it is practical. Just like in America, they produce huge amount of grain. Sometimes they throw it in the sea on account of overproduction. Why overproduction should be given on the sea? It should be utilized. There are so many people starving. But this political situation is there that everyone is thinking, this is my country, this is my home, this is my land, this is called Maya. Ahamamati, janasamohoyam, ahamamati. Everyone is under this impression, I am this body and anything belonging to this body, that is mine, or my nation. This conception should be given up, that is Krishna consciousness. Isha vasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to the Supreme Law. And the Bhagavad Gita also, the same thing is confirmed. Voktaram jagrutavatam sarvalokumahesharam suhidam sarvabhutanam yatya vam shanti. The heart, everyone is trying to have peace. Peace of the mind, peace of the society, peace of the nation. Very good. But you do not know how to get this peace. That is described in every Vedic literature. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is so important. Nitya nityanam chetana sritananam. The Supreme Lord is the leader. He is also a living being like us. He is not a dead stone. He is just like Krishna when he comes. He lives like us, just like human being. So similarly, Krishna is a living being like us. He has got also two hands, two legs, one head, as you have got. But what is the difference between you and him? The difference is that you call that similar number living being, Vidudati, Kaman, Bhuna, he maintains everyone. And we are maintained. That is the difference. We, plural number living entities, we are maintained. And he, the Supreme Lord, being, Supreme Being, in the dictionary English, they say that God means Supreme Being. The Supreme Being, he is also living, he is not a dead stone. The difference is that he is the maintainer and we are maintained. He is the ruler, we are ruled. This difference we have to understand. And he is the proprietor, we are servants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is this. That is a fact. Jiver sarupaya nitya Krishna dar. So, this consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is being spread all over the world for the peace of the world, for the peace of the mind, for the peace of the society. So, take it very seriously. It is very authorized. It is not a concocted speculation. It is fact. And it is happening so. Now, these American boys and girls who have come spending thousands of rupees here, and they have no such things as that here is Indian, he is African, he is Brahmin, he is Kshatriya. Why? Because they have taken to Krishna consciousness. So this movement is so important that everyone from every part of the world, they should take part in this movement and there will be peace in the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday is today in this land, in this very spot we are sitting now. He appeared for this mission. And he said that Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hailaja Janma Sakshakari Karo Paro Bhaka. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Prithivite Ake Jato Nagara Vigya Sarvatra Prachar Haiya Mahala. That is being done. And the people from all parts of the world are responding. There is very, very good scope for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. And learned circle, important men in all parts of the society and world, they are appreciating this mission. Bharat Bhumite Manushya, it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that especially those who are born in India and especially in Bengal, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this land of Bengal. So it is a duty to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. But unfortunately, they are not coming forward. Anyway, it doesn't matter whether he is Bengali or Hindu or Muslim. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can spread this Krishna consciousness movement, and there is great necessity, and the preaching word is meant for the sunlass. So we have got some sunlasses who are doing very nicely. So today we shall make a number of sunlasses more to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And those who are going to take sannyas, they should remember how much responsibility they have got. So lead like a very strict sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took himself sannyas at the age of 24 years. So it is not that in old age one has to take sannyas. That is not in this shastra. From brahmacharya ashram, one can enter into the grihastha ashram or vanaprastha ashram or sannyas ashram as he thinks fit. There is no such rules and regulations that only the old man without any energy will take sannyas. No. Rather, the young man, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did personally, he was 24 years old. He had beautiful wife, young wife, 16 years old at home. Very, very affectionate mother. And his position was very great. Not as a Brahmin, but still, as a young man, he could collect 100,000 of men by his order only to make civil disobedience movement upon the Kali in this land. So the civil disobedience movement was started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a good cause. So there are so many things. I especially appeal to the native of this land to take part in this movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the benefit of the world, and we are trying to construct a very attractive temple here. Let them cooperate. It doesn't matter whether he is Hindu, Muslim. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is for everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Haridas Thakur as his chief desire. Haridas Thakur was born in a Mahavajan family. And his mission was to introduce this Hare Krishna mantra chanting. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Oh, Nasi, Nasi. And he made Haridas Thakur Nama Acharya. The Acharya introduced Hare Krishna mantra. And Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs, counting these. Then the whole day and night. So nice movement. Everyone should take part in it and dedicate to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is not at all difficult. It is very easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amaradjaya Guru Haiya. Taro ei desh. Jare dakho, tare kaho, Krishna bolta. Anyway, either you are in this district or that district, it doesn't matter. Either you are at home or outside home, it doesn't matter. You become a guru. Everyone. How can I become guru? I have no qualification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you don't require any qualification. You simply require one qualification, that you repeat the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. That's all. Jare rakho, tare kaho, Krishna bole. you become a guru. Don't adulterate Krishna Upadesh like a rascal and nonsense. Present it as it is, Bhagavad Gita, then you become a guru. You can become guru in your family, you can guru your society, your nation, wherever you are. And if it is possible, you go outside and preach this mission of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, our movement's name is Krishna Consciousness. Whatever Krishna says, you accept and preach, you become good. Thank you very much. Go and come, get done that.
Would you like to give me a first initiation? While waiting, would you like to give
me a first
Srila Prabhupada will give out the first initiation. The devotees, first brahmacharis, can come forward and before the Vyasasan and offer obeisance after the Prabhupada offers speech. Alfonso.
You know what are the regulatory principles? So your name is Kaviraj Das.
John Andrew. Oh,
You know what are the regulatory principles? No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. And how many times you chant? Minimum. Thank you. Gurakesha. Your name is Gurakesha Das.
Party. Haridas Thakur.
What are the regulatory things?
No, that's right. No eating, no gambling, no.
Haridas Das.
Ten. Shambhu.
What are the rules?
No, I mean, I need this rules. I mean, no intoxication rules.
So, your name is Shambhuja. Shambhu was one of the sons of Krishna. Now the rules and labels.
No meeting, no intoxication, no disrespect, no gambling.
And what is yes?
Chant 16 rounds.
At least. Your name is Gaur Sundar Das.
Okay.
Hari Bhagavan.
Subhuti
Jain. What are the rules and regulations?
No disrespect, no meat eating, no gambling, and no intoxication.
So your name is Subhuti Das.
Leon Butler.
Ryan Butler.
What are the rules? Your name is Raganugada.
Amulya Paul?
I am a Paraj.
His nice wife is working. He is working nice. Ki niyam jana? Bala?
Kamala Ryan.
Yes. কি নিয়ম আমাদের? হ্যাঁ এটা তো বিশেষ করে কি কি বারণ আছে আমার অবৈধ স্ত্রী সঙ্গ এসব? হ্যাঁ কমল নয়ন দাস
No intercession, no meditation, no trembling, no.
Father. Vijay Das. Yes.
Raj Kumar.
He's from Gujarat. বেঙ্গালি হিন্দি ক্যা নিয়ম হ্যাঁ বতা কৃষ্ণদাস বৈদ্য দাস What are the rules and regulations? So your name is Birabhadra Das. Birabhadra. You are the son of Nityananda Prabhu. Sabri, he said that he
was able to show you. Vidha
Rada. Vidha Rada. There is no delusion language. So your name is Virabhata Das.
Vidha Rada.
Vidha Rada.
Vidha Rada.
Vidha language.
Bani no.
What is the language? In to the Indian?
It's in my mind for Bengali.
Ah. Kiniyam ka? Pan? Pan kha to le? Samad daat pa? Malayat se pan kam kha? Ha? तब खाओ जल्दी खाओ तो छड़े दो पान खा दो ठीक हो रही
बानी ना
बानी ना दास सो
बोलती ना
Kinchan Krishna Das. Pranava Kinchan Krishna Das. Nam Mani Dhai Vata. Akinchan Krishna Das. नियम के हाँ मांस मांस खा जुआ खेला है सकता है नेशा बोलता लगा नहीं जुआ खेला लगा जाए हाँ
पांच गरीब की
सर्वत भैया दास What are the rules and regulations? Thank you. Sattik Das. Sattik. Good name. Jalatala Dashita.
Dita?
Rasa Mandala Sevya. Thank you.
the name?
Rasa Bandala.
You know, we will tell them. Yes. And your son? See, he is very fond of prasad. You want prasad? Tell him. Rasa Mandali Das.
Adurani.
Is there what? Kulina Das. Some niyam janata.
Krishna Chandra Priya.
Krishna Priya Das.
Hey, Krishna Rani. Sushora Malaba.
Niyam sab janata. Na, Kishore Ballabha Das.
Manju Rani. Rati, sorry.
Rakeshwari Dasi. Then?
Sajan?
Where is it on the? Somebody explained, you can chant the mantra, Kondyari. Itang Samasava.
Itang. You want me to chant
it? Yes.
You should repeat it?
Yes, you should repeat.
Etam,
etam,
samasaya,
samasaya,
paratma,
paratma,
etam,
etam,
jyatikam,
jyatikam,
purva,
purva,
samai,
samai,
mahadre,
mahadre,
aham,
aham,
karisyami,
karisyami,
duranta,
duranta,
aram,
aram,
samo,
samo,
kundangi,
kundangi,
nishereva,
nishereva.
You can explain? Mm. Just stand up and explain.
This mantra was chanted by Brahmin from Avantipur. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he also chanted this mantra. The meaning of the mantra is that I shall cross over Imperial mission by following the footsteps of the previous acharyas and take shelter at the lotus feet of Mukunda, the giver of liberation.
Yes, explain.
So this material world is very dangerous. At every single point, one can become entangled and remain embedded in material life. In fact, it's to be understood that we have been in this material world for millions and millions of lifetimes. By nature, we are pure. We are eternal servants of Krishna. But due to the minuteness of the soul, sometimes we have misused our small degree of independence. And so we have been forced to fall down into this material world. Having fallen into this material world, we are encountering so many different kinds of sufferings and miseries. Our nature is to be eternal, full of bliss, and full of knowledge. But instead, we find ourselves having to change body, lifetime after lifetime, full of ignorance and full of suffering. So to get free from this repeated cycle of birth and death is actually the purpose of human life. The animals, the plants, the trees, the aquatics, all other kinds of living entities, they do not have the ability to break free from this repeated cycle of birth and death. But in the human form of life, the chance is given that one can once again reawaken his dormant love for Krishna. This love for Krishna, when it is awakened, enables one to cross over this ocean of material nations. What is the process? The process is to follow in the footsteps of the previous great acharyas. It is described that by the mercy of the acharyas, this vast ocean of material suffering is reduced simply to the amount of water that is contained within the hoof print of a calf. So it is by the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of all of the acharyas that one is actually able to break free from this miserable cycle of suffering. Yes. This order of sannyas is not simply a modern-day creation. It is understood from the Srimad Bhagavatam that sannyas has been existing, Sri Gandhi sannyas, has been existing for a very long time. And recently, in the previous 1,000 years, the great acharyas, all the great acharyas of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, they all took the sannyas order of life. Sri Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and Nimbarka Swami, Vishnu Swami, and also even in the Mayavadi Sampradaya, the sannyas order is also there, but it is different. It is Ekdandi Sannyasi. But Shankaracharya, of course, also took sannyas at a very young age. But this sannyas order recently was taken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our Sampradaya. So it is the bona fide process for breaking free from all kinds of material attachments. When one has firmly resolved that his only business shall be to take the order of the Guru as his life and soul, and to give up all kinds of considerations for bodily comfort and for any kind of material arrangement, then it is allowed that a person may take sannyas. The sannyasi has to be very strict in following the principles of strict avoidance of any kind of entanglement with women. This entanglement with women is described by Sridhar Swami
to come in 8 different varieties, beginning simply with remembering, then going on to speaking about any kind of relationship, and seeing a woman with lustful eyes, and meeting in a secluded place, and discussing and making arrangements for a relationship, and making firm resolution, and eventually having some kind of relationship of sex love. The sannyasi must be very strict to avoid any kind of association of this nature, because such association can very quickly cause fall down. So it is a very strict order, but the sannyasi is empowered by all the previous acharyas, that by their mercy, he will be able to go throughout the world and deliver all of the fallen souls. So it is by the mercy of acharya that one crosses over the difficult ocean of material life and finally comes to the platform of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Mukunda, the giver of liberation.
That's nice. There you go.
This is Adi
Deshavam. Swami. This is Shastanga Dandava, and his name Panchang, Shastanga. Both of them. Go and please, all over the world. We are sending our mission to China and Russia, India. Chinese missionary. Come on. What is his name? So, our new Swami Ji, Vishwadhamma Swami, is going to China to preach Krishna consciousness. Swami is going to South Africa to preach Krishna consciousness.
Yes, sir. But one thing, I guess, there's no other.
No other.
The Brahmin initiates can see Srila Prabhupada later this afternoon. Christmas.